Scribd, that's S-C-R-I-B-D, is an online publishing firm. And you can use it in one of two ways. You can use it either as a consumer and look on it as a repository from which you can draw a really collective of information, so that you'll find things in there like it's for all sorts of different things. You'll find books, both fiction and non-fiction. You'll find presentations. You'll find stuff that's related to school subjects. You'll find stuff through the business and enterprise world. You'll even find spreadsheets on there. So use the search box, have a look around and see what the books look like. The idea with Scribd is that you've got different ways of actually consuming that material once you've found what you're looking for. You can read it online, and it can be presented in a number of different ways, a page-by-page format or a scrollable window. Or indeed, you can download it, provided the authors allowed you the facility to be able to do that. If you do want to download a document, then you will need to create yourself a Scribd account first, as indeed you'd need to do in order to be able to be a publisher or producer of material for other people to consume. For instance, you might decide to have a school Scribd account where you publish all your school documentation online for parents to be able to access. You can, of course, make all your documentation available through your website as Word documents or as PDF or whatever you feel is appropriate. With Scribd, of course, all that your users definitely need is a browser, because they'll be able to read it online using the browser. And it, in other words, it's device agnostic. You don't have to have Microsoft in order to be able to read it. Although you can choose, as a publisher, there are different formats that people can download it. And certainly Word is one of those that you can make it to be in, or indeed in things like plain text or PDFs as well. Let's assume that you want to upload a document, created your account, and your document can be in different formats, those same formats that I just mentioned there. You can even upload PowerPoints, and Scribd will sort out the different pages, or the different slides rather, within there, and separate it all out for you. As the publisher, you choose to decide whether or not it's a public document and is available through a search facility in Scribd, or whether it's private and you just use it and distribute the URL to the people you want to be able to have access to it. Choose the categories that it fits in to make it easy for people to find it, and then choose different sort of publicity settings, whether or not you want comments in it, whether you want the users to be able to print it, and that kind of thing. So there's quite a degree of flexibility. Oh, yeah, importantly, you can also choose the kind of license, so whether it's a public domain type material or Creative Commons or whatever. Lots of facilities.